That was going to be one of my questions coming up, but I might as well ask it now. With the resurgence of karaoke,
it's coming back
in area bars. Do you and your band find it tough to find gigs?
Yes and no. Yes, I'm a big like promoter. I'm always on the hunt. I always say that this is like a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job. It never stops. Yeah. You just kind of gotta poke around, try to find the right stuff. But karaoke does definitely take prominence, yeah. You know. And even the market for original music versus cover,
right.
Dude, it's crazy that they don't want to know songs that they know. Obviously, you know what I mean. But how do they get that if it's constantly being played the cover tunes, you know? So yeah. It's definitely an interesting market, you know.
So you throw in a mix of your original music and mm-hmm. covers,
correct?
And when did you start writing it, and what, you know, what inspired you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been writing probably since I started playing. I didn't think I really took myself seriously as a writer. I used to play in a band. I think you guys had him on the show. I used to be in a band with Zach Forstead off the Dome.
Yeah. Yep.
Used to play. We disbanded since. But
Zach was a great guy.
Oh, he's the best.
Yep.
He's a good dude. You know, and we would go back and forth, me and him, take turns writing, and that actually helped develop my own writing style a lot. It's the whole process. I think it's tough not to be your own, because I'm my own worst critic. I think we all are, obviously, with art in general, you know what I mean? But knowing how to kind of take yourself out of the equation, knowing, does this work or does it not work, you know? I like writing. I like it a lot. It's a good expression, for sure.